Number 5, Armando Jimenez. Defender number 6, Brian Diaz. Forward number 7, Lex Bernier. Midfielder number 10, Chris Barrios. Forward number 11, Diego Grande. Forward number 22, Chris Mendez Lemus. Midfielder number 26, Jesus Duran. And defender number 35, Nathan Freitas. The Penguins are coached by Dave Frank, assisted by Ricky Martin and Will Finney. At this time, we ask all to please rise and remove their caps as we honor the brave men and women who serve our country at home and around the world with this rendition of our national anthem.
All right, welcome in everybody. Another day of men's soccer here at Dominican. I bring in my broadcast partner for this afternoon, the great Bella Bueno, one of the stars on the women's soccer team. They are playing tomorrow right here at Kennelly Field at DU as we await the conclusion of my favorite song, Bella. As you know, my favorite song is the national anthem.
Everybody's favorite song.
Well, you know, I don't doubt that because when you hear the anthem, you know the next thing that's going to happen is DU athletics, whether it's volleyball or softball. And today it happens to be men's soccer. Men are 0-1 early in the season. Can they get their first victory today? Well, we are going to find out. The national anthem is playing right now. But on the other side of the stadium, fans, that's why we're not able to broadcast that beautiful song. So instead, we'll bring in a little something in the background that's almost as good.
California anthem.
Yeah, it is sort of the California anthem. Bella Bueno, Stuart Horn, your DU broadcasters for this afternoon. And everybody's clapping, so that means the end of the national anthem has happened. Both teams are out on the field. The Jacks out of Cal Poly Humboldt and the Dominicans here at Kennelly Field at Dominican University of California. 23 seasons on the air, everybody, of DU Athletics right here on Penguin Radio. So, looking at the starting lineup, and I don't know if you've had a chance to check things over. I don't know, they may be able to print you out a copy so that we each have our own. I bet they can.
Hopefully.
Okay, that'd be good. And Spencer was talking about some injuries, although I was setting up, so I didn't really get a chance to listen
no
too
injuries.
Much. The Penguin
Amazing.
Men are coming in into their second game of the season, of the official season. Of course, scrimmages don't count, but I'll tell you what. Well, I don't need to tell anybody. How about you tell us, Bella Bueno, how serious do the teams and the coaches take the scrimmages?
I'm not sure on the men's side of things. We tend to run them typically just as we do for a real game, aside from we don't get that national anthem or the walkout, but I think the men's team.
And they don't keep score, right?
We do keep score. They just do not get published.
I see. Of course you're keeping score.
Of course. You got
yeah.
to.
Yeah,
especially the men's team. They treat everything like a business trip. So I know that they're really taking it seriously. Hopefully they can defend that championship title that they won last year.
The starters are out on the field as we speak. Bella and I are high atop in the opulent broadcasting tower here at Dominican. We are on the western side of the field.
Everything else is the exact same.
And the starters, as you heard from our SID, Spencer Shamel, Alejandro Reyes, is the goalkeeper today. Brandon Selway out there with Louis Galdamez, Armando Jimenez, Brian Diaz, Lex Bernier, Christopher Barrios, Diego Grande, Chris Mendez Lemus, Jesus Duran, and Nathan Freitas, your starters for a Dominican. Penguins start as the ball is in play. And the Penguins occupying the southern end of the field. And now just a scrum for possession at midfield. For those of you checking it out on Speedio, welcome. Worldwide on Speedio. and of course on Penguin Radio. For those of you driving around up in Humboldt, up in Northern California, Humboldt, way up there, as out of play on the far side, and the Penguins take possession for the first time this afternoon. Just one game today, but as I mentioned, Bella and the ladies tomorrow.
Simon Fraser.
Simon Fraser will be here, and that's a noon start, everybody, and we'll have it for you live on Penguin Radio and, of course, on Speedio. Women are 1-0, and the guys are looking for their first win of the season today.
I'm feeling it today. I think they have it in them.
All right. Is that just a feeling, or have you done your typical deep research and figured the Penguins have the bigger foot today?
I'm thinking they're upset that they started their season off on a loss. These men are dedicated to the game. I think that they're going to pull it out no matter what it takes today.
Penguin bench comes alive as they wanted a penalty called on that cross, but it was just a defensive gem by the Jacks, the Lumberjacks out of Cal Poly Humboldt. Used to be Humboldt State.
Yeah, it's definitely weird to refer to it as Cal Poly now. I always think of the other one.
Yeah, I used to work up there years and years ago. It's a hike. It's about 5 hours from Dominican to get up to Humboldt. Far side, just both teams. Here in the first half, as it usually happens, both teams just kind of feeling out the others, figure out who the dominant players are, who to keep the ball away from, and who to get the ball to.
Dominican is cycling through the backfield, swinging along the back line. Louis Galdemez has the ball now, swinging wide one more time. Oh, attempt to go forward. We lost it. Humboldt possession.
Penguins playing some pretty tough defense early on. It's a nice day out here, 75 degrees at start, and a little breeze coming in from the southeast. And that'll just cool things off, and now there's a violation against the Penguins at midfield. And it looks like the Jacks are going to get the ball back.
Penguins have ball.
Check it, the Penguins have the ball off to our left.
I think there was a little bit of a jumping error. There might have been some hands involved.
Penguins off to our left, defending the Northern goal here at Dominican. And compare the weather, Bella, from last week at this time, close to 100 degrees.
Yeah.
75 today at the start. And it's just perfect with 41 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half.
I'm sure the men are enjoying this. This is actually about the time that they practice every day, so they're used to this time of day weather.
All right, we'll get into that in a moment as the Penguins with a possession up front, but dispossessed by the Jacks, the Lumberjacks. I assume they came down this morning. Any idea?
I'm going to guess they probably came down last night, stayed the night. That's usually how we do it when we travel up there.
Yeah, 5 hours. That's a haul to then get out. And.
Yeah, they want them to have their fresh legs for the game.
Gotcha. First shot to the box. Penguins defend.
Up top, we're scrambling to get possession here. Lumberjacks attempt at a shot. Bounces out. Lex wins possession.
And the Penguins now are on the move upfield. It's 4-on-2.
Quick
Penguins
transition.
Penguins to the two. Move to the top of the box. Oh, it looks like one of the Penguins was tripped, and that was Marco.
Diego Grande.
Diego Grande from the top. Now over into the corner. Ooh. Across into the middle. A header back to just clear it. Penguins are just trying. Oh, there's a big bump in the back as Juan Perez came flying in and slammed against Armando Jimenez. And now across right in front of the goal. And the first shot for the Penguins is blocked. And a nice block it was by Antonio Sandoval as the Penguins first attempted it. Shot by Lex Bernier. Bernier can kick it very hard, very quick, and certainly one of the standout players in the last several years of Dominican
soccer. He's very crafty on the pitch. Every moment is spent on the field getting better.
Yeah.
If you ever catch him, he's either in Conlin on his way down to Kennelly Field or he's already at Kennelly Field.
Left side of the box and Lex lets it fly. It's blocked away. Now back to midfield. The Penguins 1-on-1 just clear it out. Now the Penguins have control of it. George Freitas Binda comes flying in as Juan Perez now takes it to the middle. Is there a shot by Perez? It's blocked!
Great block by Luis Galdamez. Sliding tackle to win that ball off of that shot. And another header to get it out of the box. Diego Grandes up at the top trying to win that ball back. Chris Barrios comes in. Quick turn in the midfield. We're switching sides. Jesus Duran finds Lex Brunet out wide. He's dribbling, cutting in towards goal. Can we get a shot? Woo! And a finish!
Hey.
First goal of the game in the 39th minute. Look at that. Beautiful.
There you go.
Way to find that far post. I told you.
From the left side, you absolutely did. You just called it a minute ago. From the left side of the top of the box, a left-footed bending kick into the back right corner of the goal, and the Penguins lead it 1-0 with 39:09 to go. The first stop of the clock in today's game. How about that, everybody? Pretty exciting moment there as the kick by Bernier is good. Penguins lead with four shots on goal against two by the Jags.
Off to a strong start, definitely a pretty evenly matched opponent, but we've got that first goal up on the board, so hopefully they'll keep flowing in.
Okay, so how important is that to kind of get off the schneid, get your one first goal, and now it's, I want to get a whole bunch of them, but you got to get that first one. And it always seems like that's the tough one.
Yeah, definitely, especially in a low scoring sport such as soccer, getting that first goal up on the board really sets the momentum of the game.
Brandon Selway with a mammoth boot to the far end of the field. It's then out of bounds, and the Penguins bring it in. Off the sideline, and a good save by the Dominicans.
Playing a little bit of kickball, getting that ball up in the air. Jimenez settles it down, swings it back through Selway. We're finding Chris Barrios in the midfield. Switching sides once again, out wide to that left center back, and we are moving forward. Lost ball back to Galdamez at the back of the field. Facing up, looking to where we can go. Pushing that line, great through ball up to Lex Bernier. Can he get another one?
Bernier from the end line. He's looking for a cross shot, but is blocked. Far side of the field. Shot into the middle, and that's cleared back to midfield. And a whistle. Okay.
We've got a penalty. Jacks have the ball heading towards our goal, just above halfway line.
So penalty was called against the Dominicans, who lead this one 1-0 with 37 and a half to go in the first half.
Ball goes far left side. There's a tackle from Dominicans left back, calling it a corner off the deflection. Dominican is heading into the box to defend off of that lumberjack kick.
So a corner after the penalty on Freitas.
Yeah, it looks like the ball must have bounced off of Freitas and went out of bounds. So
okay.
They called it that corner for the Jacks. Landon Leal Ruiz looks like he's going to be taking the corner for the Jacks.
Coming in from the northwest corner here at Kennelly Field.
Ooh. And deflected out by Luis Galdamez. He got a head on it.
And that was fortunate from that corner. That was a beautiful
Indeed.
In shot. And you never know on those crossing shots from the corner. But Galdamez was able to...
Cole Falco, I believe, attempted to take that shot on that ball that bounced out. Goes a little bit far wide of that goal. It is back in Dominican's possession. Alejandro Reyes is setting up for that goal kick.
Reyes is a grad student out of Elk Grove and has the ball now and just looking for a way to set up a play from the far end. Penguins with possession, far side of the field, out of play, Jack's ball. Pace has slowed down a little bit in the last minute or two.
Just a bit. My coaches always say it's the first five to start the game, the first five after a goal, and then everybody settles in for that long game. But you got to make the most of those high press moments for sure.
Ball never really came in bounds. It was in for a moment, then booted back out. And the breeze is picking up, and I think the players have got to love that after last week's heat wave.
Jax looks like they're setting up for a long throw. Yep, indeed. Shreed in that throw in like a corner, making it all the way into the box.
Wow.
Can we clear it out? Almost. There we go. Getting it up the field. Jackson Dominican up in the, for the ball.
Penguins doing a lot of work just to clear the ball out of theirs. Everybody was moving it. Now the Penguins on the fast break back all the way to the other end of the pitch, but cleared out by Adrian Gallardo, the keeper for the Jacks. Penguins again at midfield. It seems like a time of possession.
Finding Lex out wide on the left again. Lex Brunier. Header goal!
Another shot that kicks in for Brunier in the far corner. He's got a pair, and the Penguins lead it 2-0.
Chris Mendez Lemus. What a goal. Amazing. Kicked.
Did it bounce in off of somebody in front?
22 headed it in the goal.
Oh, man, the kick from
That's
Brunier.
That's got to feel good. Yeah.
The kick from Bernier in the far corner, same place he scored earlier, and it was headed in by Chris Mendez Lemus, the 5'10 junior out of Salinas, with the helper right in front of the goal. And just a little dink off of his forehead, and the Penguins lead it by a pair with 34 and a half to go. Coach Frank comes out and yells at the players. As a player, do you get yelled at a lot?
Yeah, pretty often, I'd
say. It's
just
part of the deal, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just part of the game. When you sign up to play college sport, yeah. You got to anticipate that that yelling is going to come for you.
Yeah, it's like me and my students.
This is true. Never be late to Stu's class. He will call you, and he will wake you up from wherever you are.
Well, you know, I say, as the coach of the team, if I'm not yelling, I'm not trying. Penguins now back on D.
Ooh, an attempted header forward. Bounces backward. We are running back towards goal, trying to save that ball. Foul, Dominican's ball.
That was Binda again. Binda's been all over the place, the attacking player on the far side. Or Adrian Gallardo? Yeah, maybe Gallardo on the far side.
Yeah.
Binda and Gallardo have just been terrific so far this morning, but the Penguins lead it 2-0 on a couple of masterful boots by the Dominicans.
Swinging wide, just kind of landed in between the two players for the Jacks to get that ball, but Armando Jimenez jumps forward, winning it back. Another
Jimenez
lost possession.
To get that ball back at midfield, Jimenez took one right on the chin there.
It's like pinball in the midfield at the moment.
He just kept running, even though it just smacked him right in the face. Just move it. Yeah. You get used to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Doesn't faze you as much once it's happened a couple times.
That first time's got to really wake you up, though. 2-0 Penguins.
Sure.
32. Just inside of 33 minutes to go in the first half of today's match.
Looking forward again, bounces off the head of the right back of the Jacks. Back to Lex Brunier. Oh, can't keep possession there. Turnover. Jacks are up the field, headed towards Dominican goal.
Brunier sure likes that far side in the corner. And when he gets there, look out. He is in attack mode as it gets all the way back to Reyes at the goal. And the Penguins at midfield have possession.
Swinging the ball, trying to get a look forward. Doesn't seem like we've got any open options again. Swinging through the back through Selway. Swinging through the keeper. Finding space in the midfield. We are facing forward on that ball again, finding that wide through ball to Lex Brunier. He's running it down. Foul called. On Dominican, it will be the Jacks ball down in the corner.
Yeah, Bernier chased it down on the end line and just caught up with the Jacks player. And I can't see the Jacks, the number from here.
Their numbers are a bit small for reading.
Yeah.
And
it's funny because the Jacks are wearing black and gold, of course, the Penguin colors.
Diego Grande working this left back. quick footwork, bouncing out to Chris Barrio, swinging through the midfield, Jesus Duran. Finding Bernier again. Can he get a cross off?
Penguins just playing some short catch on the far side of the box, looking for a seam. Just inside the 31 minutes, and the shot on goal is fielded cleanly by Gallardo, the keeper for the Jacks. And the Penguins' sixth shot on goal against just two for the Jacks here in the first half.
Keeper sets the ball down on the pitch. Finding that outside back, but Dominican is high pressing that ball. Can they win? Flick off that center forward's head, lands the ball back in Dominican's possession. Facing forward, Brandon Selway, can he find his way out?
And that header by Binda, he just missed it. And you could tell by his body language, he just barely missed it, and the Penguins regain control of the ball.
Swinging again. Nice composure on the ball that they're showing right now, waiting until they can find that perfect opportunity. We're moving forward. Lex Bernier is on the wide again. Dribbling through. He's working that outside defender. Cuts it back. Is looking for his midfielder holding at the top of the box. Just can't quite find it. Deflected out. Dominican throw in the far left corner.
Coming up on 29 and a half, everybody, in the first half. Just one game today, but an absolutely perfect. If you love soccer, what a great place to be right here. High-level soccer in San Rafael at Dominican. Stu and Bella. Field side, Bella will be on the field tomorrow, this very field.
Indeed.
And I will have the pleasure of calling that game as Simon Fraser visits Dominican tomorrow to play just one game. The women on the pitch here at Dominican. Far side. And the Penguins will bring it in with a throw-in. And here's Bella with a play-by-play.
Ref slows down that throw-in. Potential for a penalty call over in the corner on Lex Bernier. Not sure what's going on down there. Looks like they're going to resume play.
A long discussion with Bernier, who stands just in front of the box. Here's the throw-in, like
another long throw-in, like a corner. Finding wide, they're swinging, bouncing back out. Chip attempted to get a cross off, didn't quite make it. We also did have a sub on that corner. Mothlin came in for Jesus Duran. Jacks are setting up for
Duran,
a goal
of course, kick. The 6-foot senior out of San Martin, California.
Damani Mothlin.
Okay.
32.
Thank you. Damani Mothlin, who came in as a 5'8 freshman out of St. John's, Florida.
Swinging the ball through the back. Galdamez has the ball looking forward. He goes wide. Brian Diaz on the ball. Finds the 9. Doesn't quite get that through ball. Jacks win possession, but Dominican is working back trying to win that. Jacks find their forward. We've got a little bit of a track meet headed down the field. Galdamez is sitting in, eventually able to win that throw-in for Dominican.
Yeah, Louis in the far corner, who chased it all the way down from midfield into the deepest part of the corner, then was able to boot it away and bounce it out off of the Jacks player, and the Penguins got possession and throw-in, and that'll go out off the end line.
Oh, actually bounced all the way over the fence.
It sure did. Over the end line and a high bounce. And left the yard. 26:37 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins lead it 2-0. Penguin ball. And here's Bella.
Reyes has the ball at his feet, trying to find his midfield there. Swinging through the back one more time. Galdamez is on the ball. No options. swinging it one more time.
So at what point do you decide, I'm just going to kick this back to the goalkeeper, and do you then allow the goalkeeper to set up the next series of plays?
So the thought process really with swinging through the back is that you pass it around until your opponent has switched sides enough times that you find a gap to find one of your players higher up the field. So essentially, you're swinging it back and forth, getting them to chase it back and forth until you can catch them, not shifting quickly enough. We're back on the other side of the field. Diego Grande with a shot, lands in the keeper's hands. Jacks are setting up for their punt from their keeper.
Don't forget, everybody, the podcast of this game will be available just minutes after the conclusion of the final buzzer here today. So you can listen to it over and over. And here's Bella's awesome description of all of the action. And the Penguins have it in the backfield as the ball was cleared.
Reyes far outside the box, tries to get a clearance off, but lands at the feet of one of the Lumberjacks. Chris Barrios is fighting to keep that. Diego Grande on the ball. Stainer swinging through the back, or Freitas, my apologies, swinging through the backfield.
Spence, you got an extra pen.
Firmer ball, Willie, firmer!
Thank you.
Ball back at Reyes' feet. They're giving him time of day. He's trying to find that through ball forward off the head of number 5 for the Jacks.
Hey, we can be patient, but have urgency. Mondo again. Keep looking for it. Coach the ball.
Swinging through the backfield one more time. Reyes is taking an attacking touch, looking for that long ball. Oh, just missed finding his 9. Chris Barrios able to win that ball back in the midfield.
And a whistle at midfield. So you've used that same reference a couple of times. Can't find the 9, looking for the 9. Explain to the fans what that means.
Oh, yes. So for all of our soccer fans out there, I'm sure you are aware of the number system used with soccer. So basically the defensive line, you've got 2 and 3 are your outside backs. 2 and 3 are your outside backs. 4 and 5 are your center backs. Your goalkeeper is your number 1. And the 9, when I keep referring to that, is their highest forward player.
And is the 9 usually the shooting? Penguins on the move at the top of the box. 1-on-1, far side. Now they slow it down. Ooh. And a missed opportunity. Just a little bit, but the Jacks have a moment to get back in position. So now far side, Bernier with the grab. At the top of the left side of the box, he comes in, stutter step. Oh, what a great move over the top of the ball just to trick the defender. Now the Penguins straight away, top of the box. Barrios has it.
Swings to Brian Sanchez, or Diaz.
And the Penguins will reset back on the far side. Oh, boy, the Penguins 7-2, shots on goal. The Penguins lead it. The score is 2-0 with just under 23 minutes to go in the first half. Can they put another one up here? Penguins looking for their 8th shot on goal and their first win of the season as they're up against the Lumberjacks out of Cal Poly Humboldt. Ooh, there's the side from
Bernier
the far corner.
Gets that cross off. Can't quite get it in the back of the net. Lumberjacks keeper have that ball.
Adrian Gallardo is the keeper who grabbed it and now resets the play, calls everybody off, has the great big gloves on. Those gloves, his hands will never be cold.
Never.
No goalkeeper in any league of soccer. We almost lost another ball out of over the fence, but that one stayed in play.
Six,
we're going to be able to get
six,
that
six,
one back.
Six, you got six.
Now, have you ever played goalkeeper, Bella? We have a stop in the action, everybody.
No, I have not ever played goalie. Maybe when I was younger, but
yeah.
Did
you wear the big gloves though?
I'm not sure. I think at that point I was so young, they were just like, go stand in the goal and it'll be fine.
Yeah, they're like those gloves you know, they're like people in the Arctic wearing the huge
it's
gloves.
True.
Have you ever put them on?
Yes, actually, I did have a minor injury this past spring season, so I wanted to be a part of drills. My coach would just have me stand in goal with gloves on and pretend to be part of the action.
Okay, so the Penguins now, I think it's Penguin Ball. Let's see. Yeah, it's Penguin Ball. On the near side, just under the broadcast tower from which Bella and I are calling this one. with 21:20 to go in the first half, and it goes back out of play. Penguins maintain possession on the Jacks end of the field.
Another deep throw-in, looking like they might treat it like a corner again. Everybody is setting up on that far side of the top of the 18-yard box. Long throw. Can we get a head off? We got a couple of deflections. And a clearance from the Jacks. Galdamez knocks it back into play. Back and forth action. Jacks have the ball. Galdamez racing down the line, tracking number four, Seth Usan.
Usan out of Mililani, Hawaii, is a sophomore, and a stop in play.
And a foul on number 17 of the Jacks. That would be Brandon Gutierrez. Dominican has the ball, looking to go forward.
Gutierrez, a 6-foot junior out of Sacramento and transfer from Cosumnes River College.
Dominican swinging wide. Back to Galdamez through Selway. Long ball forward. Diego Grande is chasing it down. Deflection off the head of one of the defenders of the Jacks lands in the keeper's hands.
And really good sportsmanship I've noticed from both squads today as it gets back to the keeper. Gallardo gave a little fist pump to one of the players on the Dominican side as the ball rode out of bounds, and both guys ended up pounding into one another, as is often the case. Penguins on the attack from the right side. Shot on goal is scooped up by Adrian Gallardo, the keeper for the Jacks, and the Penguins with their eighth shot on goal. It's a 2-0 ball game, 19:15 to go. The clock rolls, and Gallardo's got it. He just sends it down like he's bowling it, and it goes out off the sideline and almost hits.
Rolls off of Seth Usan's back, allowing Dominican to have a throw. Couple of losses of possession in the middle there. Dominican is working to win that ball back. The Jacks are on the attack. Slashing run and a ball forward. Reyes, in an attempt to save a shot, kicks that ball right back into the forward's head. He is down on the ground. We've got a clock stoppage and a call for the trainer to come onto the field.
Yeah, unfortunately, when these guys get going as hard and as fast as they do, occasionally they slam into one another or the ball catches them and they're leaning into it. And that's exactly what happened, is one of the Penguin players is down. The trainer's out. Bella and I will be back in 30 seconds right here on Penguin Radio. Well, I hope you're having fun with it. It's a great day out here, and if you love soccer, it's a perfect place to be right here at Dominican University of California. You're listening to Penguin Radio as we are awaiting the resumption of play after one of the Penguins was down and hurt, and I do believe... Oh, pardon me. It was one of the Jacks. I believe it was Malek who got hurt. That is Marcus Abdel Malek, junior from Spokane. But he's back up, I'm happy to report, on the top of the box. And now the Penguins, way back by the goal, are just trying to get the ball back past midfield, and now they achieve that goal. And the Penguins on the fast break to the middle of the field, and it's thwarted by one of the Jacks at just at the top of the box. That's Antonio Sandoval, a 6-foot senior from Foster City, goes out off the far side. And Bella, I believe it's Penguin ball.
Indeed it is.
17:50 to go in the first half, where the Penguins lead this 2-0. But the thing to me, Bella, is the Penguins are going to attempt a cross from the far side. Is the Penguins lead the shots on goal 8-2?
It is.
Totally dominant for the Dominicans, who are looking for their first victory of the season. Here comes the cross from the far side. Bella, take it.
Damani Mothlin setting up for that long throw once again, telling everyone to get up into the box. Throw comes in. Can they get a head on? Deflected to the back. An own goal!
It was deflected in off of one of the Jacks, who tried to head it away.
And instead headed it backwards into his own goal. His teammate tries to save it, but just can't get it out of the net. Instead,
Adrian Gallardo is the goalkeeper, who was up in the box, closest to the throw-in, but it bounced in off the head of Ernie Garza. And I'm waiting for it to come up on the scoreboard.
I got it.
Okay. I was wondering if there was a technicality, but I saw the ball go in off of one of the Jacks, and as it turns out, it's a 3-0 ball game. All right, Bella, here we go. Wow, the Penguins from the far side, that crossing has been good to them this morning.
3-0, just over 17 left to go in the first half.
Have you ever accidentally booted one in, trying to block it?
I don't think so. Thankfully, I know people that have, though. And that's not a good feeling, that's for sure.
No, I'm sure. I remember playing Monterey Bay in basketball years ago on the women's team, and a shot went up and bounced in, bounced off the head of one of the Otters and went through the Penguins' bucket. Mm. Same kind of thing. You don't mean to do it.
Basketball, that's wild.
Straight off the top of the head of the player and went through the hoop.
Wow.
And in this case, this came off of one of the Jacks, who was trying to block the ball away, obviously, and went into the goal. Some backfield movement for the Dominicans.
Lost ball in the center of the field. Jacks win possession, looking to go forward.
Oh.
And a foul is called. Jacks ball.
Devin McNamara Pittler, who is a 5'10 junior from San Francisco, came running in and drew a whistle.
Coach is calling for energy from the bench. They did just that, but maybe a little too much. Yellow card and a foul on the play for number 32, Damani Mothlin.
Mothlin is a 5'8 freshman from St. John's, Florida, and is in discussion with our referee.
I'm sure is upset about that foul call. Yellow card stands. Referee is telling him to back off the ball.
Don't worry about it.
Coach Frank wanted clarification on the yellow card.
And a clearance from Diego Grande. Joe Blakely pressing that Jack's player. Tips the ball out of bounds, but still is Jack's ball. We've got a sub on the Jack's side. Number 17, Brandon Gutierrez, is coming out, and Evan Ochoa is coming in. Play resumes.
Ochoa wears number 8. Mm-hmm. A 5'9 junior from Tucson.
Ball goes out of bounds. It will be a goal kick. Reyes is grabbing that ball.
If I wore number 8, and my last name was Ochoa, I would always want to wear number 8. Right? I like that. Ochoa.
This is true. I didn't even think about it.
I
like
wonder
that
if Ochoa has always worn number 8. I would have.
Another foul. Dominican's ball this time.
Both teams are really bringing it up now. And even though there's still 14:40 to go in the first half, do you think the Jacks are feeling the pressure?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Never feels good to go down 3-0 in that first half. Again, still 45 minutes of play left after that halfway mark and 14 left in this half. Plenty of time to play, but
Penguins are averaging one goal every 10 minutes.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good odds.
Oh, there's a big trip in the backfield. Whistles, but no fouls.
Selway is fouled, but no yellow card. Dominican ball.
Just a quick dead ball as the Penguins bring it up.
Loose ball in the midfield. Number 32 attempting to chase that down. Gaudemus flicks it out. Jax flick it back in. Ball is in the hands of Reyes.
It's always a good sign when Reyes has the ball in his hands. How excited are you for tomorrow's game?
I'm pretty excited. I think it's awesome that we've got a team coming all the way down from British Columbia to play us. Oh, tries to save that ball, but just barely flicks it out of bounds. Will be a Jax corner kick.
This is about as good an opportunity as the Jax have had this morning. Just two shots on goal. Ernie Garza from the corner.
Dominican's got their whole team in the box to defend this kick. Hits far post, deflection out of the box. Right back in, attempt on a header, and an eventual clearance by Diego Grande. Mothlin is on the dribble, quick transition.
Mothlin's footwork is so pure. He's just so good at throwing off the defender. How much time do you spend working on your footwork?
A lot, honestly. It's the easiest thing to do in your free time by yourself. All you need is a ball and some sort of a surface.
There you
Literally any type of ground.
That's great. Penguins move it up.
My whole team is actually seated in that far corner. An attempted shot by Cole Porter, but a miss. Bounces off that keeper.
Yeah, from that far side. Three goals for the Penguins so far, all coming from the far side of the box. As Bella mentioned, the entire women's soccer team is out here with a ton of fans. The place is loaded with fans today on a perfect day for soccer. As they enjoy this one against Cal Poly Humboldt in a 3-0 advantage for the Dominicans, who have 9 shots on goal, just 2 for the Jax. 11:40 to go in the first half.
Number 11, Diego Grande, subbing out for Thomas Van Schoor, number 27.
Van Schoor's a 6-foot grad student from Torrance, California. Penguins with the ball. And across midfield, here's Bella.
Van Schoor dribbling, attacking that end line. Can he get a cross off? No, deflected by that defender. No clearance, lands back in Dominican's possession. Nick Vanderwart von Gulick with the ball, bouncing through the midfield. We're just cycling at this point, trying to find a good option. Header to the feet of Joe Blakely. Looking wide. Again, attempted cross, can't quite get it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Jack's ball. Clock stoppage.
With 10:33 to go in the first half. Find out, we may have an injury. Somebody down?
Can't quite see past the tent from where we're sitting.
The ball had left the field on the near side, but tents in our way. Referees blow the whistle, and we're back underway, everybody. Jack's ball at midfield, and the Penguins back and forth. Some great catch.
Bicycle kick gets fouled.
Mathlin is fouled by Kaz Kinoshita, the 5'8 freshman from Wailuku, Hawaii. And the Penguins will have it right in front of the DU bench. Back underway at midfield.
Played that ball quickly, swinging through the backfield again. Great ball control here. looking for that perfect pass to get them forward. A flick, no one on the other end of it. Jacks have ball swinging through their backfield. A handball off Louis Galdemez's right arm. Jacks ball in the center of the field.
Another totally inadvertent handball.
Sucks.
Yeah.
When that happens.
It came up, deflected off the leg of the Jacks player and hit Galdemez right in the forearm. If it were me, I would instinctively throw my hand up to block the ball, right? I'm sure that's hard.
If it's tight to your body, they say that's okay, but if it's outside of your body, then no.
There you go.
Cross attempt, didn't quite get there. Jacks have the ball, looking to play forward. Swinging to that left back. Back to the center back, we're high pressing. Ball winning at midfield, Dominican possession once again. Swinging that ball. Looking forward, look at that run wide. Didn't quite get that there. Swinging again. Nice and calm out here. Looks like they're taking their time with it. Porter facing forward, time on the ball. Finds Mothlin. Back to Porter. Miscommunication up at the top of the box. Couldn't quite get what they were looking for from that.
Although I will say the Dominican communication's been pretty terrific this morning so far. Once in a while, you're bound to miss one. Penguins lead it 3-0 inside of 8 minutes left in the first half, everybody.
Swinging through the back. Looks like the Jacks are having a little bit of a higher press now to finish off this half. Reyes has the ball. Time and space, no one is stepping to him. Ball swings wide. Galdemez is attacking that line. Finding Joe Blakely. Cole Porter slashing ball. Number 27. Tom Van Schoor can't quite get on the other end of that. But another shooting opportunity for the Penguins.
Van Schoor, the Dominican, is a 6-foot grad student from Torres. Went to Bishop Montgomery.
We've got another sub coming in. Number 5, Armando Jimenez, is coming off of the pitch. And number 17, Diego Garcia Ocampo, is coming on.
Ocampo, a sophomore from Ventura for the Dominicans.
Miscommunication by the Jacks back line. Lands Dominican with a corner on that left side.
Yeah, that far corner. The Penguins have scored all three of their goals this morning from in that general region.
Indeed they have.
And, you know, I wonder if it's the position of the sun or the wind. And the Penguins right now are playing into the wind. They'll be downwind in the second half. 6:13 to go in the first half, everybody. Where are the Penguins under head coach Frank? Lead it. 3-0.
Penguins set up for a two-man corner. It looks like Chris Barrios and Damani Mothlin in that corner.
Talk about the two-man. What is that?
So they set up two. So instead of looking for that long kick, they're going to play the short ball to the person that ran in.
Uh-huh.
And ideally, they would have time to then get service off that second player or allow them to attack in towards goal. A little bit of a lost possession, but eventually we're able to win that back and get another go at it.
Penguins had another shot from the top of the box. It was blocked, but the kick by Van Schoor. Except for Ethan Connedy, who was in his way, Van Schoor had a shot that was sure to find the goal. 5:20 and the clock rolls.
Another long throw in. Bouncing around in the box. Off of couple of heads, and the Jacks are up the field for that quick transition. Brian Diaz kicks it right back to the Jacks goalkeeper, and they're back where they started. Diego Campo ball winning.
Oh.
Oh, Van Schoor an almost foul. Nope. Ref says it's clean.
Another great play by Ethan Connedy for the Jacks just to win that ball back. Connedy clears it out way all the way to midfield. Penguins, though, maintain control of the ball. And at midfield, a whistle, and the Dominicans are going to get it back.
Foul Dominican ball. Quick play. Chris Barrios swinging across the pitch all the way to the opposite side, where it's hacking on the dribble. Trying to work that right back, getting to the end line. Oh, just a little bit too big of a touch. Goes out of bounds. Jack's goal kick.
.344 to go in the first half, everybody. Penguins on defense at midfield.
Flick off the top, nobody there, able to get a clearance. Foul push on the back by 21 of the Jacks. Quick play by Brian Diaz. Sorry, I forget, there used to be two. Swinging again. Cole Porter dribbling in the midfield. Bouncing it back out of the pressure.
Joe Blakely clears it. The 6'1" grad student from Elk Grove. And the Penguins back on the attack. On the end line. Oh! And there's a shove.
Foul.
Yeah, shove off the end line. And clearly the two players. Oh, that was flagrant. And that may have just been a frustration foul. And a yellow card. And I can't read the number.
Number 15.
What is it, 11?
Number 15, Antonio Sandoval.
Okay, Sandoval, the 6-foot senior from Foster City on the end line. Draws a yellow card.
Shoved him out of play. Back on the Dominican half of the field. We're bouncing through the back. Jacks are high pressing us right now. A clearance from Reyes. Can't quite clear the half. We're fighting in the midfield. Mm. Grab of the shorts, Dominican ball going forward.
And there's a whistle called on, was that Mathlin? Yeah, it is. Coming up on 2 minutes, everybody. 2:05, in fact, as the clock rolls. The Penguins have the ball in the backfield. Preparing to sub in is Nick Vanderwart Van Gulik, a 5'10 senior from Alamo. And now we're inside of 2 minutes. Penguin ball.
Swinging the ball, just barely able to keep that in bounds. Under pressure now.
Oh, and another whistle.
Foul.
Somebody step
potential
out.
Potential high kick.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Couldn't quite see from my angle over here.
95 seconds to go. The foul occurred right under the area where Bella and I are set up. 90 seconds now. In the first half where the Penguins lead 3-0. DU ball.
Cole Porter on the ball, swinging through Barrios, trying to find the other side of the pitch. Swinging. Playing in the midfield. Finding that left side. 1 minute. Nick Vanderwart Van Gulik on the ball. Swinging again. Looks like they're just playing possession for this final minute here. Keeping control of the game. Brian Diaz working that winger on the wide there. Finding Cole Porter. A shot or a cross maybe? But an eventual miss, making it all the way across the field for a Jacks throw-in.
19 seconds to go. The
The Jacks at the far end of the pitch. And now the backward countdown from 10. And the Penguins will just clear it to the other end. And that's the end of the first half, everybody. The Penguins with a 3-0 advantage going into halftime. And Bella, Penguins look pretty good there in the first half.
They do. 3-0 is always a good way to start the game. Now they just got to hold on to it for the next 45 minutes of the second half.
Simon Fraser will be here tomorrow. The women will play at noon right here on Kennelly Field. And we'll have it for you live on Penguin Radio, of course. You can always check it out on Speedio. We are at Dominican University of California. Penguins with 11 shots on goal, just 2 for the Jacks. And the Penguins in the first half look pretty dominant, looking for their first win of the season. 15-minute halftime. We'll have the second half for you in its entirety when we come back right here on Penguin Radio. So I know, I'm sure it takes my heart.